go. This episode of Matt and Pat.
Wow, I'm like lightheaded.
Pat just ripped a big burp there, weird. All right, let's get to the sponsorship here.
It was the pineapple.
This episode of Matt and Pat, sponsored by Combat Radio.
Yeah, Combat.
MJ's Ice Cream and Treats.
So deliciously yummy.
They
have cheesecake.
KM Service.
They have like cheesecake.
Which is lubrication.
Which is like really good.
Cheesecake and lubrication. And last but not least, Will Sargent from Poltergeist.
Yeah.
Who's got a new album out now, so go check it out.
It just was released yesterday.
Yesterday.
All the pledges are in. Although, you can still go to the webpage, the pledge site, and still, you know, I guess, buy your stuff if you want to.
That's awesome.
But I was listening to, well, I downloaded it, right? Because I can, because I pledged.
Right.
And I was listening to, there's 8 tracks on the album, and the album is actually called, you know, like, we never mentioned what the album's called. I never did.
I didn't know what it was.
And it's called... Your mind is a box.
Your mind is a box.
Let us fill it with wonder.
That's awesome.
Oh, you're scribbling over there.
Well, I'm writing this stuff down.
Oh, okay. Oh, this is for the notes, the archive notes.
This is archive show notes later.
So I was all listening to this. It's, I guess you'd classify it as like ambient rock or space rock. Because there's no vocals, right? It's just Will and Les. You know, Will's doing his guitar stuff. And Les is doing his bass playing. So it's just 2 of them, and then they have, like, their other buddy who's playing drums.
I want to get Will on the show.
Well, I sent him an email.
So, yeah.
And, he'll, you know, we'll get back to
sometime
you.
We're going to have an interview with him.
Well, you know, I'm sure he'll be up for it. Just do it via Skype. Because I've Skyped with him before.
I am so excited to be doing the show right now.
Well, I shaved. Because, you know, you're talking, like, yesterday about how, you know, pumped up you were for the show.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I better shave.
I'm pumped up, and...
I took a shower... And I shaved.
Wow.
I didn't get a haircut, though.
You're ready, too.
I'm so ready.
You're ready to it.
Is that belch in the beginning there?
Well, we've recorded it, but I don't know if we'll put it in the show.
Yeah, let's leave it in there. That's how ready I am.
So here's the reason I'm excited. First of all, I want to talk about
our... this Valentine's Day all over for you.
I want to talk about our listeners real quick. I looked at our stats.
Yeah, what's our stats?
And for February...
36 double D.
No, yeah. Yeah, here we go.
24... I don't know, maybe a 38. I saw this hot chick over when I was driving off, when I got off the freeway.
Yeah.
At the gas station. I just saw her boo-boo booty. She was smoking some Latina hotness. Anyway, I don't mean to interrupt, but she was hot. And she had, like, her hair kind of dyed, like, it was all black, right? Natural black. And then she had, like, the ends dyed red.
Wow.
It looked really cool.
There you go.
And I was like...
Wow, we gotta have her on the show.
I'm like, I need pineapple.
So for February, we topped out at 361 listeners for the month of February. Can you believe that?
No, because as I said before, the only ones I ever pictured imagining listening would be your mom
and DDF.
Yeah, that's it.
Well,
maybe Rich.
We got to have DDF on the show for
real
now.
Just because, you know, like.
Because
we're friends.
We've got a set up.
You know, it's like a sympathy friend
listen. Spent all of last night, like, tweaking out our stuff. So, actually, this episode, we can hear you. You've got the mic, courtesy of Simeon. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And we got we just put pictures of that up on the Facebook page.
Yeah, I saw Simeon yesterday.
You saw Simeon yesterday.
And he gave me, well, you know, let me borrow this really cool, super, like, it's a retro mic.
Well, it's a condenser mic.
And I have, like, the full-on setup like you do.
Yes.
With the whole...
Yep. And now we have headsets
whatever
again.
This thing is, the
well,
screen.
Well, that's the windscreen.
The windscreen?
Yeah.
It didn't help when I belched, did it?
So, 361 listeners.
I'm impressed.
I want to say thank you to all the people that are listening right now.
I want to ask the question, why?
Because, well.
Why are you listening?
Without these people, our fan base would not be growing. And the bigger the fan base, the better we can make this show. You know?
Wow, my mind is like.
It's blown.
Is. Well, like flatlined.
Well, here's the other exciting news. The other exciting news is we got in contact with Ethan Dettenmeyer.
Of Combat.
From Combat Radio. Which is now we've got on the sponsor list. And we're going to be on his show, Combat Radio, on LA Talk Radio.
This Friday, right?
This Friday at 11 a.m.
Wow, that's...
Is that crazy?
I don't even know what to say. Like, I'm nervous. I'm never nervous.
And we record this show, and then we throw it up on the site afterwards. Yeah,
throw up, all right.
There's your canned laugh for you.
Oh, I like that. MASH.
So we're going to be on his show, and we're going to be talking Legion stuff and also Matt and Pat show.
That's muy, that's not even crazy. That's like muy loco crazy.
We've got our t-shirts coming, so we're going to be wearing t-shirts.
Hopefully it's in the silverback gorilla size for me.
And today he sent me a quick message. We're going to call him after the show and talk to him. But
oh, right on.
He also wants us to cover one of his events. So
I'll cover it.
You're a silverback gorilla I'll size. Cover it.
I'll cover it.
I can't believe.
So the event is what? Soccer?
It's a celebrity soccer event on May 5th.
Wow.
And we got to talk to him a little bit about it and see, you know. I mean, I think we can do it. I don't see why not.
I'll do it regardless of if I can do it or not.
I'm already committed.
Just say goal.
I'm already committed. So we'll call Ethan after show.
Goal.
But for our listeners, definitely check out Combat Radio. You can go onto the webpage.
Yeah, he's a cool dude.
He's a really cool dude.
He's a cool dude.
And we've got the Combat
Radio.
Anyone
nice to us is like cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there you go.
They're all nice.
And
he's like he got into this. We'll have to interview him too.
Yeah, he wants to be on our show. And so,
the fool. No.
What's wrong with you, Ethan?
Why? That's a question for today. Is like why?
Yeah.
Why are you listening? That should be a poll.
That should be a poll. Why are you listening?
Yeah. Why?
Why are you listening?
Why are you listening?
That's our new poll.
Because I'm befuddled by it all. I am.
Why do you listen?
You know.
Why do you listen?
Well, I checked because I logged into the little webpage last night and I looked at the numbers.
Yeah, the statistics, right?
And we're. What is it, like almost up to 400 total, like over the course of doing this?
No, it's, over the course, and we started...
Or 600?
It was almost 600.
Holy smokes.
Now the thing is, we started...
That's wacky taffy.
We started May of last year.
Right.
And with just...
But just kind of sporadically here and there.
Hey, you want to come over?
Just like hitting it sporadically.
There you go.
I want to hit that Latina with the red hair. Who is she?
I don't know, man.
She was, oh my goodness. She was like she's like a Latina Wonder Woman.
I just can't believe we have 361 people listening to the show. So thank you for listening. I appreciate every one of you.
Why? Send us pictures.
You guys are, that would be cool.
You know what? Send us pictures of you listening.
Listening to the Matt and Pat show.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Go to our little contact.
Yeah. We should put that on the webpage, right?
Yeah.
Like, take a picture of, like, you know, because I mean, who doesn't have, like, a cell phone these days?
Yeah, you can just take it and send it.
Even
right
India. In India, they're getting cell phones.
Go to the Matt and Pat show
We should call them and say, hello there.
Hello there.
My cell phone is not working.
And we have a Facebook thing on the side.
No, I want Indian food.
We have a Facebook thing on the side they can click. And that can take them to the Facebook page, and they can post their pictures there.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, that's
I
awesome.
I like that.
Yeah. So go to our Facebook page. If
you're
listening.
Yeah, go to Facebook and take pictures of yourself.
Take a picture of you listening to the show.
And if there are any that are like nakey pictures, you can send them to...
You can send them right to Pat.
You can send them to me because Matt's married.
Yeah, don't send them to me.
No, because he'll get in trouble. The wife will not like that.
Well,
I don't know. Maybe she would be... maybe she'd be down with that type of thing. Oh, speaking of love, Simeon got married.
Congratulations to him.
Okay, so like a little backstory. Well, not much of it. It's not even much of a story, but I'll tell it anyway. So, you know, like I was telling about how I'm doing the podcast, right? See, look, I'm looking at the line and it's all beautiful.
We can hear your voice.
It's all beautiful.
You're not going to be muted in the background for 25 minutes.
Which wasn't so bad either. It wasn't really that bad. It was, you know, the listener's like, thank God. My prayers have been answered.
Yeah, we're not talking to the bad anymore.
So I went over, well, I was telling him I'm doing the podcast, right? And, you know, I mentioned how your mic is like super awesome cool. And then I'm using the JCPenney one, which is also cool too, because JCPenney, I guess they're going under. But anyway, so he's like, I have a mic you can borrow. And I'm like, okay, cool. And so I went over yesterday to where he's working, which is right there in the marina. And
hung out with him for a bit.
Yeah, hung out with, and then we went. And he's, you know, he's like, we have to have burritos, right?
Okay.
So I'm like, all right, lead the way.
It's not 12 tacos.
Lead the charge. No, but it was. Oh, but this place was awesome. I'm gonna post it on my. I took pictures.
Okay.
I took pictures of. I can't remember what the place is called now. I'm so bad with names.
Put them up on the Facebook.
But
page.
I will. I'll put them on.
Put them on the Facebook.
I'll put them on the Facebook. I'll put them on my new blog too.
Yeah.
So I'll do that. But that place rocked. It's in the marina, and it's some, like, rockin' burrito place.
Awesome.
And you say, like, oh, I want, like, this in there and that in there, and don't put any cheese in there, and no eggs, and, you know, whatever.
Right.
And they and the guy, okay, it was cool. It was like, well, they have, like, a monster burrito, which is, like, now, you can't visualize this, readers, but just imagine my...
I had an El Colosso the other day.
Imagine my, like, forearm.
Yeah.
If it was, like, that's the size, like, it's, you know, like, from my wrist to my...
Yeah.
Where I jacked up my arm thing, right? It's like, the monster burrito is like 12 bucks. I didn't get that, because I'm like, holy smokes, like, maybe another day, right? Another time. But I got, like, the one down it, which is like the El Largo, right? So I got the El Largo one. And so the guy who waited on us was super cool, super nice. And at the end of it all, right, here, he, like, flips the burrito.
Okay.
Like, you know, he's, like, working the wonders to enclose the burrito.
Right.
And I was like, dude, you're like the Kobe Bryant of burrito flipping.
That's funny.
Right? Like, this is, you're like the burrito mamba.
That's cool.
And he looked up, he's like, burrito mamba? Burrito mamba. Right? You know, he started laughing, right? Mom, but dude, no, seriously, like, that's, like, I said, if I tried to flip a burrito and enclose it, it would all break apart, right?
Right.
And then the customer would be like, I can't eat that. I'm like, dude, it's a great burrito. Just eat it anyway, right? Like.
Right.
Anyway, so great place.
That's cool.
And then Simeon gave me the mic, and he told me he got married.
That's cool.
That's so cool. I'm so happy for him.
Happy for him.
So I haven't met the missus yet.
Right.
But he's told me about her previously.
I never met his previous missus.
Well, that was a long time ago.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying.
You know.
I never met that one.
She's married, too, now. To some other person.
Yeah. Well, hey...
You know, but I still have, like, a year... Well, this is... Oh, gosh. This is, like, years and years and years and years ago. For my birthday, when they were together, she, like, took a little, like, a little coloring book, and it said, like, happy birthday with a little fish on it.
Okay.
And so she colored it and put, like, happy birthday, and,
happy
like...
Happy birthday!
And it's been on my fridge, like, for all these years.
Wow, that's cool.
So, you know, like, I... Every time I go to the fridge, which is a lot, I always, you know, of course, I see the little happy birthday fish.
Right.
So, yeah. So, it's good seeing Simeon, and he's all happy.
And we appreciate the mic.
And the mic is just so cool.
It's awesome.
And I had this awesome burrito. So, yesterday was, like, really good. It was a good day.
I've been pumped all week.
You have been pumped.
I've been pumped ever since this, like, whole combat radio
you've
thing.
You've been sending me, all, like, text after text.
I'm pumped,
of,
dude.
Like, just saying you're, you know. And I'm like...
Someone else wants us on their show.
I don't understand. I'm just... I'm perplexed.
Yeah.
But, I mean, why not?
Yeah. I'm there.
How can, you know...
We're moving up in the world,
how can you not
want
to do it?
You're right. Yeah, why wouldn't you?
I would.
I'll do it.
I'll totally do it.
I did, like I said...
Tell
me
when and where.
I did his combat radio troop in December, and that was the first...
Was he dressed in his outfit as well?
Who, Ethan?
Yeah.
No, he's not a Legion member.
Oh, he's not.
No. Oh. No. And but what's interesting, though, is Ethan does have a little kind of a... He always wears a scarf. And I'm not sure...
Oh, for, like, just...
I'm not sure the backstory
is
of
that,
it.
We, okay, let's not, write I'm, that down.
I'm not sure if it's
write that
a,
down. What's the deal on the scarf? What's right. the deal?
What's the deal on the scarf?
Is that kind of like... I don't know. I used to wear a baseball cap and my sunglasses.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's that or if it's promotional or you know, sponsored.
I just don't
or,
want the sun in my eyes.
Right.
Because I'm sensitive.
You're a sensitive man.
Sensitive wow. man of the 90s, even though it's 2013.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so yeah, we'll have to ask him about that. Because
right.
every picture I've seen of him.
Really?
Whether it's on his Facebook page.
Is he married? Like, maybe his wife made it.
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know. I just know that Combat...
Maybe like a fan made it.
Combat Radio has a lot more listeners than we do. And on top of that, it's, you know, it's worldwide. I think he said he's like in... He's 35 different
you
countries.
You know, if we make it into the Zimbabwe,
awesome.
If we make it into Zimbabwe, we'll have to go to like Zimbabwe and have a show. Like, how cool. They are like, oh, you're like, I'm taking off for the week. I'm going to Zimbabwe. And, you know, make sure my passport's good.
What was, you always have the interesting, you know, you talk about you can't remember names.
No, I'm bad. I remember faces.
No,
see,
no,
that's why, like, when I worked at Trader Joe's, see, here's the deal. Like, my brain, the way it's configured, faces. Like, are embedded.
Embedded.
Names are not.
Yeah.
They're just not. Like, yeah. It's a visual thing, I guess, right? It's
Which
visual.
Is interesting, because you're now doing a show that, you know...
I don't want to visualize it. Try not to.
It's not about faces.
No.
It's about the voice.
The sexy voice. Yeah.
The voice of voiceness. Now I feel like when I was at Trader Joe's, one of the cool things about me, not to be, prideful and hubris, but I'm just saying, whenever the shoplift, we get shoplifters every so often, right? This one guy packed massive amounts of frozen shrimp, the $9.90 at the time. It was $9.99, right? Massive amounts of frozen shrimps.
Down his pants?
All over his clothes. Really? All over his clothes.
Wow.
And
guy like shrimp, huh?
And it just so happened, nobody noticed.
Really?
Nobody noticed.
How could you not notice that?
Nobody noticed.
You remember his face now, huh?
Well, here's the thing. He was walking out, and there was an off-duty cop, right, on his lunch break or whatever, right?
Okay.
Walking up.
Okay.
And he his spider senses went off.
Right.
And he said, can you come into the store for a moment, please? I want to check you out.
Right.
Not in the way I want to check out that hot Latina chick, but, the police officer way, right? So it goes in.
Which is the TSA way.
And he talks to the manager.
What's that?
And the manager's like, oh, sure, go downstairs and, you can take care of what you need to take care of. So they go downstairs. Not in that sense, right? Although there have been stories about that being taken care of downstairs. And in the freezer. Okay, before I go off on another tangent, write down freezer.
Freezer?
I'll tell you about that story.
Is this regarding Carpet Patch?
No. Oh. This is well after. No, this is me. I'll just tell it now. So the manager at the time was chaboinking one of the workers. Well, actually, a couple of the workers, right?
Okay.
And I was like the stock guy at the time for that day, right? So I was like, going to the ice bucket and get the, put up the eggs.
Right.
And do cart runs. Okay. So I'm like, okay, it's time for me to go fill up the milk stuff, right? And I go back into the freezer. And it has a push open door latch thing, right?
Okay.
Easy peasy. Anybody can put anybody can do it, right?
Right.
Okay, so I go to push it, and the door doesn't open.
Oh, nice.
And I'm like,
oh, why is it locked?
It opened up a millimeter, right?
So someone was blocking it.
Stuck
a chair there,
I'm
huh?
Like, what the hell is it? Because it's only been me back there, right?
Nice.
And, now I break things, right? I would always break things at the store. Not intentionally, although every so often sometimes I would. But I'm like, what's this? So I slammed against it.
Yeah.
Right? Then it moved more.
Nice.
Of course, right?
Right.
Because I'm a silverback gorilla.
Yeah.
But it still didn't open all the way, right? It opened up
a foot or so?
Like maybe 7 inches.
Okay.
7 inches.
There you go.
And and I'm and then I slam into it again and it moved more. And I'm like, what? And so I'm like, so then I go around to look into through the glass to see what is going on. And out walks my manager.
Nice.
And I'm like,
you sure he walked?
And I'm like, oh. And then out came one of the female employees. I'm
nice.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Okie dokie.
Yeah.
So anyway, so the shrimp guy got busted. Right.
Okay. In the basement.
And the manager got busted too for for those particular episodes of amorous freezer love. And he was a good guy. But anyway,
that's what she said.
Well, and they were all promoted. I wonder why.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Time for pineapple juice.
Yes.
I'm going to drink it right now.
All right, so let's see.
So yeah, so I never forget a shoplifter. This who's a shoplifter? You want to know who was a shoplifter? I was shocked. Not much shocks me anymore, but I was shocked then. My former high school typing teacher.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He walked in and
he shoplifted in
at our Trader Joe's when I worked there. Yeah.
Nice.
So he walked in there.
Nice.
And I'm thinking oh, it's my old high school typing teacher. Okay. And he was the track coach too.
Okay.
Right? And he comes in and he gets a And I'm just kind of watching, right? I mean, not just watching as I'm ringing up people. And I see he gets a six-pack of beer and, pre-cut sandwich. And he puts the beer, and he starts stuffing his pants with beer.
So he's taking it, out of the...
Yeah!
And putting it in his pants. Nice.
And I'm like, dude.
Wow.
My high school typing teacher is, stealing beer from Trader Joe's.
From Trader Joe's.
Like, That's awesome. Like, how low have you fallen in life?
Well, he's not typing 80 words a minute.
I'm like, what the, you know, and he was like a beloved track typing teacher dude, right? And so I told the manager, I'm like,
I gotta go get beer.
I don't know how to tell you this, but my former high school typing teacher is ripping us off. He has beer in his pants. I don't know what's going on here, but I, you know, there you go. And so the manager went over, and sure enough,
wow,
bam!
Is that a bud in your pocket? Are you happy to see me?
You know, and so he would come in the store and see I was there and walk away.
Right.
And you know, I remember, I can picture the other shoplifters. They would start to walk in and they'd see me at the register and I'd look over at them and they had that look of like,
nope,
not today.
Not today.
But in terms of names, I don't know. Horrible names.
I
are you good with names?
I write that stuff down.
Say my name.
Say my name.
Say my name. Latina Wonder Woman.
No, I think, yeah, I'm okay with names. Usually what I'm not, like, what really boggles my mind is events. Like, a lot of planned events, and, you know, I just can't remember that kind of stuff, like a long checklist. Like, I've got to do this, I've got to do this, I've got to do this,
well,
that
you,
sort of thing.
See, so you I, have I, a, you, because...
I have to write that down.
A wife and a child.
Well, yeah.
No longer a child, really, right? Yeah. Growing up. But, I mean, just all the parental aspects.
Yeah.
I would imagine your schedule's pretty full.
Oh, it's
right?
Oh, it's very, very full.
And then all this stuff you do, like, hobby-wise on the side?
Well, hobby-wise, the show.
That's a lot.
Life. And then, you know, yeah, it's...
Goes in one... You know, sensory
yeah,
aspect I, and out the other,
no, it,
and I don't what
it
don't
doesn't
know.
Even go in. I have to write that stuff down. I mean, constantly. It's like I'm always pulling out the phone and saying, "Remind yeah. me about this" or "Remind me about that," because
and you use Siri for it, right now.
Yeah, that kind of stuff I do.
That's cool.
Yeah,
I can't use Siri on my phone.
You
can
know,
I?
No, you got to.
It's the old one, 4S.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, I have to write that kind of yeah. stuff down because if I don't, I'll forget it. You know, it's and I do it right when I think about it.
You forget.
I write it down.
Obviously, right?
I mean, that's why it's like I have, you know, I've always had all these
little notes
and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and things like that.
That's smart.
It's just I pull one out and I write it down and then I throw it there.
And then you'll never see it.
But,
like,
at least, I remember. In fact, if you look over here, you'll see.
All your other notes.
No, this one says Matt and Pat show checklist.
Oh.
It says unplug power from laptop, check GarageBand.
You know what? You know what this reminds me of? When you had the flight sim.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the whole checklist.
Yeah, you had to have a checklist, right.
Of, you know, you have to put up a picture of the sim. Of the sim.
Because
nobody, like, you know, none of the quote-unquote current listeners, except for DDF, have any sense of just how involved and awesome and how actually massive a hobby that was.
Yeah.
Like, that was the, you had real deal airplane
yeah.
gizmos
yeah.
going on.
Yes.
And I flew it and...
Yeah, and
crashed. Did I land at all?
You tried to land a 737 on Catalina Island.
That's right.
Which is normally meant
26
for small...
26 miles across
single,
the sea.
Maybe double aircraft.
I love that song.
And you bounced off the
I
island.
I did. I bounced off a bison.
And then you came back around or something and you went into a mountain and that was the end of that.
I went into the cove.
I've got that up on YouTube.
Have you ever been to Catalina?
I went the last time I was at Catalina.
Didn't you get sick?
Yeah, I was like
you
four,
got sick
dude,
on the.
I was 4 or 5 years old. I got tremendously seasick, and I turned
wow.
like green.
Really?
There's a picture of me
like
somewhere.
Neptune.
Like just bleh,
really.
Oh, I was horrible.
Oh,
man.
Catalina's awesome.
But I can handle it now.
Yeah.
Like I was. It was really interesting because when we went to Alcatraz like 10 years ago, I was like that was aside from the times I used to go with my dad like fishing. You know, in the, like, fresh water.
Right.
That was the...
What was the biggest fish you ever caught?
Probably like a... Yay, I don't even know what the hell they're called. Trout?
Fishy.
Trout or whatever the hell it is.
I just call them fishy.
But the thing was
do you put it back or eat them?
No, I don't
eat
fish.
Did he grant you 3 wishes? I'll give you 3 wishes if you put me back. And you're like, I wish for you to be in my stomach. Yummy. Poor fish.
No, but that was the next time I would have been, you know, from Catalina. That was literally the next time I was on the ocean.
Wow.
And I was like, oh boy, how's this going
to
work, right?
We need to go to Catalina to have a show, dude.
Well, that's the thing is,
that'd be cool.
We're going to have to look into, like, remote broadcasting, you know, hardware and see what we can do.
Because we have to do a show on Catalina. We have to do the I guess, the soccer combat radio thing.
Yeah.
Whatever, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And we have to do our Mamma Mia's
1,000, authentic Mexican,
you know, like, listener authentic Mexican burrito thing.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right. Yep. Yeah, well, that's why I said I'm excited. I'm excited because we've got, I mean, it was funny because when I was talking to Ethan about it, he said, you know, I remember when I had like 400 listeners.
And it was like, he started, what, 2009?
2009,
so
yeah.
So it wasn't even that long ago.
About 3 years ago.
That's like nothing.
And it was funny because he said, you know, the guy hands him the paper or whatever and says, hey, you have 400 listeners. And if I recall correctly, it was like the guy was like, I'm sorry, you only have 400. And Ethan was like, he was stoked. He's like, I have 400 listeners? Are you kidding me?
How could you not? I mean,
and that's how I feel right now.
When you sent me that one text about how we had, what was it, 12 listeners? Like,
when you had 12, like, you were
blown
away.
Like, the next day, it was like the next day I went over to Mark's KM Auto Shop, lubrication specialization. take your car there and he'll fix it. But if he can't fix it, he'll tell you.
He'll tell you.
Yeah, because he's like the last honest car fix it guy.
Pretty much.
Ever.
Yes.
We should call him up. He's at the shop.
He's at the shop right now?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's try that.
So I, you know, I went over to the shop and I was like, Mark, dude, we have like actually 12 people listen to us. And he's like, huh.
Let's call him right now.
Yeah, let's call him.
He should.
All right, he's going to be there.
He gets there late, like at 11.
Yeah, so he gets there at like 11.
Okay.
So he rolls in.
We're going to try this
like
out.
Like a boss.
We're going to try this out and see if this works.
You do that. I'm going to have more pineapple chunks.
We've never tried. This is our first live call.
Calling Mark.
I have to mention the Frank and the Ferret thing. That was a skit.
It was a skit.
Just in case.
Oh, it was brilliant. You know, because, like, can I tell how we did it?
Yes.
So, you know, Frank called Matt months ago.
Well, months ago.
Right. And then Matt just used his wizardry to splice it all up and put it into the, like, the soundboardy techie thing, whatever that program is.
Yes.
And then, like, he came up with a script.
Yeah.
I went off the script.
Well, you improvised.
I just improvised.
You improvised.
Right? Because I was like, okay. And there you have it.
It was awesome.
And I think that was...
And I think Rich thought it was
the
real.
Most fun. Did he really?
Well, that's what you said.
Ah, you're fooled!
You told me, I think Rich...
Oh, yeah, I think he did. I don't know. Sounds good to me.
DDF didn't say anything about it, so I don't know.
No. Oh, he said you're mean. We're mean.
We're mean.
We're so mean.
Okay, let's call...
Mr. Mean, your mean one. Isn't that from The Grinch? Mr. Mean?
Mean
one.
No, it's a Mr. Grinch.
Oh, Mr. Grinch, you're a mean one.
Yeah, not Mr. Mean.
Mr. Mean, you're a meanie.
Okay, let me see here.
And we're going to call... Okay, I'm having pineapple... Dole Pineapple.
So we're going to call it
our unofficial sponsors.
Let's see if this works. We have headsets. We have our headsets on, so let's see. Here we go.
No sugar added, rich in vitamin C, all natural.
You're doing
fruit.
A Dole sponsor.
I love it. Dole.
You need to write them.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Let's see what we get. I don't know if this is going to work.
Oh, it's ringing.
I can hear it.
It's ringing. He'll say, hello, KM Auto Service.
KM Service.
Hey, Mark. Hello.
Yo, what up?
Hey, we're doing the podcast right now, and so, like, Matt was able to make it so his phone connects into the soundboard, so you're like live, well, recorded, I guess. But
okay.
So we're calling
you, Mark,
because you know you're one of our sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just calling to say hello, just because it's nice to hear your voice.
And then it's dead silence.
So that's all. Are you still there?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. I thought you, like, hung up on us, like, bastards.
Like everyone else should.
I guess. So, no, we're just, like, hanging out, just being goofballs.
I thought I couldn't hear you.
Oh, we're just hanging out here.
Uh-huh.
So.
He said we're hanging out being goofballs.
Hey, so wait, is it this Sunday we have the game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got a D&D game?
Yeah, we have a D&D game.
Don't plan one for May 5th.
So, yeah, May 5th, where we have, like, something
hey, Mark,
to do.
Hey, Mark, did you know we're going to be on another show on Friday?
On May 5th. Oh, no, this Friday.
No, this Friday, we're actually going to be on someone else's show.
Yeah, can you imagine that?
Show.
Yeah, for reals.
Yeah.
I know. I think that's funny, too. We fooled them.
I mean, they're hurting really badly?
Or yeah. Yeah, and the listeners will be hurting badly, too.
No, we're actually going to be on a really well-respected show on Friday.
He has, like, what, a million listeners?
Or more, I don't know.
Like a million whatever?
I haven't asked yet, but...
That's crazy.
They're going to be introduced to the Matt and Pat show.
and then they'll have, like, zero listeners after that for a little while until he builds it back up.
Maybe we're a Skynet. We're going to infiltrate
Skynet.
We're going to infiltrate the shows.
Wow. Yeah, so we just thought we'd say hello.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
How's the shop?
Slow. Usual stuff.
Bastards. Bring your cars in. Bring your cars in.
Yeah, everyone take your cars to KM Service.
You know, Mark will work on it. We'll be happy to work on it. Wait. But he's not open Sundays because that's when we have the game.
Yeah.
Our D&D game.
That's when you guys play D&D.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a D&D game.
I'm ready. I'm ready for it.
See, now the problem is, I'm glad Frank doesn't listen to the show because now he calls and say he'd want us to call him.
Oh,
since we can do it for real now.
Frank? No.
Well, we called Frank last week and he told us he has a ferret as a pet.
Oh, that was our skit. Oh, you'll have to. Well, maybe we'll.
You'll
have to listen to.
You'll have to go listen to episode 12.
Yeah,
start about 27 minutes in because
you can't hear me.
You can't hear
because my mic went like all fizzy.
His mic went south like for the first 25 minutes of episode 12. So you have to tune in about 27 minutes. That's when we quote unquote call Frank and discuss his ferret.
Just tune out. All right. Well, we'll let you get back to work.
Okey-dokey.
And say hi to Pops.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Is he there?
No, he ain't here. He won't be here for a little while yet.
Oh, okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. He rides it.
Right.
Yeah,
okay. All right.
All right, cool.
All righty.
All right, we'll talk to you later, Mark.
See you, Mark.
Okay, see you later.
Take care.
Bye.
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 That's cool.
That worked great.
That was awesome.
There you go.
Yeah, so that's Mark.
We're moving
to KM Auto.
KM Auto
Shop
Service.
In
Culver City.
On Culver City.
Because that's what you said last.
Yeah, I did. That's it came out.
I've been going back to the old episodes, and I was like, man, it's like...
Culver City.
I mean, stuff like that. Or it was just like, you know, one week you could hear me, the next week you could only hear you.
That was a good week.
And I'm like, man, we need to up our game a little bit.
Simeon came through.
Because Simeon came through.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much, Simeon, for letting us borrow the mic from
Pat. And hopefully he'll get back to having his, he used to always have like Thursday night kind of get together dinners or something. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping he does that again.
That'd be cool.
That'd be really fun.
Yeah. So thanks to Simeon for that.
Yeah.
Let's see what else is going on. We have,
and he's happily married.
He's married. Oh, so let's.
Oh, speaking of, here's a love tip. Yeah, well, actually, it's kind of the scientific little... Where is it? Where's my note? Let me find it. See, I have, like, I printed out...
Okay, you find your note. I'm going to...
That's...
We have our contest winner.
Oh!
We have our contest winner for the month of February.
February's, like, such a quick month.
Well, it's because we
it's
always...
It's all leap year.
Well, not only that, but it's we also leaping. Started... We started the contest
the last week.
Two episodes
like the
ago.
Last week.
So
like the last day.
So here's the deal for everyone that's listening. You can go to the mattandpatshow.com, the webpage you're listening to right now. And somewhere in each episode, we have a mystery word. And that mystery word, you can go in and you can punch it into the contest link at the top. Just put in your name, your email address, and the mystery word. And the only reason we have your email address, we need it, is we need to know how the heck to contact you. We don't sell information. We don't spam it. We don't...
No, we're not like Facebook.
We're not
jerks.
Selling it or logging
like
it. We don't care.
Even though we're on Facebook, I don't like Facebook.
We're just using it to contact you if you're a winner.
Yeah, just...
So go to the...
You're all winners.
Go to the contest link and fill in the mystery word, and then you get put into a raffle, and at the end of the month, after the episodes... We pull out a random winner, and that winner gets a free Matt and Pat t-shirt. So, yeah, definitely go there. Anyways, our contest winner for the month of February is Carol from
Woo-hoo!
Los Angeles.
Woo-hoo!
Congratulations, Carol.
That's cool.
We're going to send you a free Matt and Pat t-shirt.
Wear it with pride.
Wear it with pride.
Actually, cut out the like Matt and Pat part of it so no one sees that. And you'll be okay.
So we're gonna send Carol an email and we're gonna get her a t-shirt. We ordered some t-shirts today. So those are on the way, and we'll have them in stock, ready to go.
Grill for each back month. Size for me.
So definitely listen each episode and fill in the mystery word. We had, who was it, Grizz?
Yeah. Grizz. Yeah, he's all boobs.
Grizz.
Like, the mystery word for Grizz was boobs.
Mystery word was boobs. Which,
we didn't even say boobs it, whatsoever.
It wasn't the mystery word.
No.
That's for sure. But it was
I was thinking it. So, I'm, you know, he was right on.
It just said boobs.
Yeah. We'll have to send him a shirt.
We're going to send Grizz a shirt.
Let's send Grizz a shirt.
I will send Grizz a shirt.
Yeah, we need to send
him
a shirt.
We'll have to get his size, and we'll send
Oh, he's probably like, you know... Well, he's...
We ordered a big Grizzness. One for you.
Oh,
A gorilla...
I went to the gym. Well, not today or yesterday.
You've been going to the gym for a long time.
I've been, you know, I'm getting back into it.
That's cool.
Oh, I tell... You know, there's like the stair machine, right? Where it's just like a bunch of steps, and it's just
yeah, it's
on
up,
this
down.
Rotation.
Oh, I see.
Right? It's just like this auto-rotation
of steps.
Oh, it's
not the, like,
up and
down
climber.
Thing.
You know,
it's actual physicals, like stairs?
Yeah, it's like these stairs, and it's just like this loop, right?
Yeah.
And they fold up under the machine and come back.
Right.
It's magical.
It's like an escalator.
Right? I do, like, a whole mighty, maybe, not even 4 minutes of that, and I'm like, get me off this roller coaster.
2 weeks ago, I was at Disneyland. And,
Rick,
and,
I tell
and,
you.
And I was leaving, and when you leave Disneyland, you get off the tram, and then
right.
you go, and then there's some escalators that take you to different parking structure levels. And if you're parked on the very top, there's this, like, ginormous long one. And then they have an elevator as well. And typically the elevator is for, you know, like, expectant mothers or,
and
you know,
like,
strollers
you're like,
and stuff.
Forget this. I'm going in the elevator,
well,
dude.
Well, no, the thing is I always take the escalator because there's always a long line for the elevator. I mean, you could literally wait 10 to 15
minutes.
Oh,
is that the time we went to, what is it, the Elephant Bar or the Tropical Crazy?
No, this was a couple weeks ago.
I mean, but when we went, we took that. Escalator down.
Yes, right. That long
That's
one.
That's the one you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, that very
okay.
long one. Okay.
Right.
So anyway, so we get off the tram and we're walking towards the escalator because there's no line or whatever. And you see this long, ginormous line for the elevator. So you're like, okay, I'm not taking the elevator. So get to the escalator and I'm maybe like 20 feet from it. And this chick gets on and she's got this long dress and her dress gets caught in the side
no.
of it.
Oh, no.
And her boyfriend runs down and hits the emergency stop.
Oh, it could have all ripped off, and then you'd see, her, like, loveliness.
So she's Woo-hoo. Stuck. She's stuck, and I just said, are you okay? And she's like, yeah, my boyfriend's getting, you know, help. I said, okay, great.
We should
and,
send him a shirt.
And then I, yeah.
Not.
Then I look up and realize, frack, I gotta walk up this whole damn thing.
All because
her dress got stuck.
Little princess dress.
So I start.
It's all stuck.
I start up the way, and about halfway, I feel my heart going, what is wrong with you, sucker? And about
you are not in Kobe Bryant shape.
Three quarters away, I get up there, and it's like my brain's going. What the heck is wrong with
you're
you,
like,
sucker?
Oh.
And by the time I got to the top, I was out of breath. Literally, I was like,
"Now how? Like, okay, so how many flights up, or like how, like four?
No, that's
two, one,
six,
it's a one.
six or seven stories
wow.
up. You know, at a 45-degree angle.
Right. Well, that's like the time when. When I had to take my...
That's probably like 200, 300 steps.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's like when I had to take my tower in at the Grove.
Yeah, yeah.
And I lugged it all the way down from the parking structure
yeah.
into the store. And, of course, the Genius section was...
Upstairs.
Upstairs.
And you got to go back
upstairs. Is it downstairs
upstairs
now or still upstairs?
I don't know. I've been there in a
well,
while.
Well, it was upstairs. And I lugged it all the way up. And Mark was with me. And he's like, what a wuss. Right?
Yeah.
And I'm like huffing and puffing.
That thing
I was perspiring, right?
20, 30 pounds.
And I put it up on the Genius
bar. Yeah.
And the guy is like looking at me and I said, oh, excuse me. I said, I need to catch my breath for a moment. It's, you know. And he's like, did you lift that all the way from the parking lot?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. He's like, dude.
Yeah. Call us and get a cart.
Right?
Yeah.
And, well, that's what you said, right?
Yeah.
And Mark's like, he's like, oh, what a wuss, right? The guy looks at Mark like, what are you talking about, Willis? Right? And,
what are you talking about, Willis?
What are you talking about? Oh, speaking of Willis, when DDF, back when Tower Records was around.
Oh, a long time ago.
Right? The Tower Records in the marina.
Yeah.
We just happened to be, you know, I wanted to go look at, you know, music, right? Go buy Will's album because it's cool music. Anyway, so we're like looking around, and who's in the store? But
Todd Bridges?
No.
Gary Coleman.
He's and we're like, dude, that's Gary Coleman, right?
Right.
I mean, it's unmistakable. It's Gary Coleman,
right?
And he's all trying to pick up one of the Tower Record chicks.
That's awesome.
And we're, like, everyone in the store, like, all the, like, you know, there must, it was late at night, right? So there's probably about maybe 8 other people in the store, customers, right? It weren't a lot of people in the store.
Yeah.
But all 8 of us were watching Gary Coleman try and see if he could seal the deal with this chick.
Nice.
It wasn't happening.
Nice.
She looked so uncomfortable and so, like, mortified and just, like, get me out of here.
Right.
And so he finally left. Right, and then like all of her coworkers came over to like, are you okay?
Wow,
you know. But I was like, dude, Gary Coleman, right? Didn't seal the deal, right? And now he's
I'm not as small as you
and
think.
And he passed away.
Yeah, well, when he hit his head,
and I guess
fell in his head, and that's it.
That's horrible.
That was it.
Anyway, where was I going with this story? Oh, yeah. So then I had to lift the machine back, right? The tower back.
Yeah.
And I go down the stairs, and I go walk through all the people, get to the, you know, and I'm like, Mark, can you, like, help carry this other, because it has the two handles, right?
Right.
And I'm like, Mark, can you grab the other handle and just help me out here, please? He didn't even offer, bastard, right? Can't speak bad about our sponsor, but I can, bastard, as a friend, though, right? And he's like, whoa, this is heavy. I'm like, shit, right?
Yeah, you was.
Oh, I actually swore.
You did.
Oh, my goodness, I'm going to have a dull pineapple. Wash my mouth out with Dole. Oh my gosh, I'm mortified. So anyway, I apologize to all of our listeners for the show.
Yeah, for the show.
For the show, for everything.
For the show.
Oh, so here it is. Okay, this is from like the Daily, this is from like the Daily Mail Online.
Okay.
Having sex can make you brainier, especially when flushed with love.
No wonder I'm so damn smart.
It's this do you know the Marvel villain called what was his name? Oh, the Leader. Okay. You know who the Leader is? DDF would know who this is.
Yeah, that dark mass thing that talks to
this is like in the Hulk, you know, Marvel universe. Like,
yeah.
He's a Hulk enemy. This is the guy who got like, he was like a total like, I don't know, weasel lamer. And he's working in some, you know, like radioactive plant place. And he got doused with gamma radiation.
Okay.
And it turned him into like a super brainiac dude. Right? Like, you know, if Frank was like radiated.
If he was irradiated.
And so like he turned green and his cranium got like all massive huge.
Okay.
Because he's like super intellectual, smart brainiac guy.
Okay.
Anyway, he's called the Leader. And so I read that. I'm like, dude, you know, I'd be so smart.
If you just got irradiated?
If I was just, you know, if there's more than just Rosie in my life. Rosie.
Rosie Palm.
Rosie, I love you.
What's going on in WoW?
We had some drama.
Today's patch day?
Yeah, today's 5.2, which is cool. No, in the guild, we had some drama.
In the Brigands?
We did.
Wow, what
and
happened?
It's not very often. It's like, you know, maybe every year and a half.
Spill the beans.
2 years. You know what? It goes back to raiding.
Again, right?
It's all about raiding. Yeah. That's the biggest drama causer.
Why aren't we raiding?
Well, it was, you know, why aren't you helping me get this legendary item?
Nice.
And everyone in the guild, you know, they all suck because they're not helping me and no one's helping me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, right? Like,
right. It's all about me instead of the whole guild.
Whatever.
I was always like, if you want that, yeah, that's the thing. If you want it, go find a guild. That's all they do.
Here's the thing. Like, we were, and one of the other guild guys was leading the raid, but people just got burned out.
Sure.
You know, it's like mid-expansion burnout. Like, yep. You know, Grizz is kind of burned out. People are just kind of burned out.
That's why they're listening. That's why we have 360-some-odd listeners.
They're like, screw WoW.
Screw WoW, we're going to listen to the Matt and Pat show.
We're really hurting, right?
Next expansion, our listener base goes back to 2.
2. DDF and your mom. I should get my dad to listen, but he'd be like, no.
No.
Mm-mm.
He wouldn't listen to this show.
No, he's... No way.
He would listen to this show if it was over... If it was overlaid... The audio was overlaid on top of a football game.
No. Well, that's if we're talking sports, yes.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, you know, talk about Lakers every so often, Kobe Bryant.
Right.
Who, did you see his dunk?
I saw the video you sent me.
That, dude, he's 34 years old. I put it on my little blog page, right? He's 34 years old, and he just had this massive old-school dunk, which, you know, how do you do that?
Right.
Oh, okay, so I read this other article that this guy posted on the Laker Nation forums, because there's that, you know, L.A. Laker Nation fan page guy, whatever.
Yeah.
And this one poster dude talked about a trainer from the Olympics when Kobe was, you know, Kobe went off to do the Olympics. And he asked one of the trainers if, you know, he could call him up at any time and you know, ask advice or do stuff for training.
Okay.
And so, of course, the trainer guy's like, this is Kobe Bryant, right? I'm not going to say no to – I mean, that's what I'm here for, right?
But, right.
You know, so he's like, yeah, call me whenever you want. So
– Okay.
Or we'll have to delete that. It's all
– No, we're still getting used to audio levels here, right?
It's all. I felt the thunderous power of Kobe.
Yes, I will mute that out.
Wow.
Yes,
that was kind of cool in a thunderous momentum of like awesomeness.
I will mute that out. I was pulling up the video on the iPad and I forgot I changed the levels for Mark's phone call.
Wow.
So
I was irradiated with gamma radiation.
Here, let's watch it real quick.
So, okay, then I'll go back and tell that story about the trainer. Oh, so we can hear it, huh?
Yes.
Or they can hear it.
They can hear it, yes.
There he goes.
There he goes.
Wow, dude.
I mean, he jumped.
Like, he actually kind of turned.
Yes.
Like, how do you turn in the, you know?
Yeah.
Wow, dude.
Yeah, oh, there it is again. There's the replay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the guy defending him is one of the best defenders, or one of the, you know, better defender guys. And he just... Okay, so going back to, I mean, this is how awesome Kobe is. He calls the guy at like 3:30 in the morning.
Okay.
And the guy, you know, answers the phone like, you know, who's calling me at 3:30 in the morning? And he's like, hey, you know, I didn't wake you up, did I? You're not busy. Now, of course, the guy's like, you know, 3:30 in the morning.
Right.
Well, you know, what are most people doing? They're dreaming of burritos. So the guy's like, oh no, of course, everything. You know, what can I do, Kobe? Because it's Kobe Bryant, and he's like, oh, I want to know if you know, you'd go down with me to the training facility, and I could, you know, do some training. So the guy's like, now, and he's like, yeah,
wow,
right? He's like, okay,
let's go.
So they go down there, and Kobe starts like doing lifts in the gym.
Uh-huh.
And then he's doing all this other stuff, right? Like, okay. For 2 hours.
Okay.
Right? So 4, 5, 6. The guy leaves. And then they had, like, the team practice, they all met at 8.
Okay.
So the guy comes back at 8. And so there's LeBron, you know, LeBron James, all the other, you know, mega stars that are on the basketball team,
right,
for the Olympics,
they're
right?
All showing up.
They're all there and they're all like hanging out and kind of, you know, like they just got there. They're all talking and whatever.
Right.
And the guy looks over and he sees Kobe taking shots, taking, you know, basket shots. And he's, you know, and he, so he walks over. He's like, oh, well, you know, I see you're taking shots over here. He's like, you know, what time did you leave? He's like, I never left.
Nice.
So, and he's like, well, How long you've been here shooting? He's like, I'm just about done with my 800th shot. 800 shots?
Nice.
And all these other guys are, you know, yakking away, just right. Waking up. And right. Here Kobe, like, that just tells you how awesome he is.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
yep.
Wow.
Yep. Well, he's in my, you know, in my, oh, here, let's do the mystery word real quick.
Oh, what is it?
Mystery word is slam dunk.
I'll go for, well, mystery words, word, yeah.
No, slam phrase. Dunk. Yeah, whatever.
Slam
mystery
dunk.
Phrase, slam dunk.
Yeah.
Whatever, it doesn't matter.
Dunk it.
Yeah. So so my, you know, my
go opinion. Go get your shirt.
My opinion of Kobe has always been that he was the next Michael Jordan.
Oh, I think in a lot of ways he.
No, I'm just saying.
I think he'll surpass him.
No, no, I probably.
But he is, but in that sense of, yeah, you know, like that level.
That's the level,
That
yes.
level.
Yes, of dedication, yeah. Of dedication to it.
Right? I wish I was as dedicated
not
to
like Dwight Howard anything. Where he's just kind of like, my shoulder hurts.
You know? Well, I mean, think about it. How much pain, like the show.
How much pain has Kobe gone through? A lot.
Right?
And it just, the finger, the face, the nose thing. I mean...
And
there was a toe at one time, I remember. Just,
like his whole, I'm sure his whole body's been racked, right? Or how often he's like sick and they have him like,
he's vomiting,
puking back. And they pump him full of IVs and he comes back and he's like scoring.
Yes.
And I'm like, that's, you know, he's inhuman.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's just inhuman.
There's a dedication to that game that goes way above, beyond anything
possible. I mean, that's just awesome. So there you go. So go have, make some love, and I'm going to post this, like, having sex makes you brainier on my...
On your blog?
Somewhere.
On your blog,
I'd be so intellectually brilliant.
Brilliant. We have a mayoral vote today.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go vote when I get home. You know, I went to walk over to where our voting normally is, which is literally right across the street where that little church is.
Uh-huh.
How cool is that? Right. Just walk across and vote.
Yeah.
But they have it some different location. Some other place. So I walked over there, and I'm like, oh, it's not here. Dang.
There's so many.
I can't stand our mayor.
Well,
no, I can't stand our governor.
And here's the thing.
I can't stand our elected officials.
We have like...
And I cannot stand our...
How many? 5 or 6 different people running for mayor?
Dude who's in office. No comment!
We have like 5 or 6 people running for mayor, and...
How much junk mail have you picked up from all these candidates?
None.
Oh!
I've got...
Not only do they stop, they are calling us constantly.
Yeah.
Right? Telemarketing, you know, it's a pre-recorded, like, hey, vote for me, right?
Right.
And I can't tell you how much junky junk mail... We've received.
I haven't received any of that.
It's
kind of
so
stuff,
much mudslinging.
Oh, well, here's the
now,
thing.
I'm all for mud, you know, wrestling. remember the Tropicana?
It reeks. I mean, if anything reeks of politics,
is Tropicana
it's been
even
this...
around?
I don't know.
Do you remember the Tropicana?
Yeah.
I have a confession.
I know the hotel.
Are you ready for a confession? A little confession.
Matt and Pat exclusive.
Well, it's not. Well.
It is sort of exclusive.
Yeah, I guess so, right? Okay, when I was in the seminary, we would get, like, the whatever... Oh, what was it? LA Times? Yes. In the LA Times, in the, like, Saturday sports edition, they used to have, like, you know, an ad for the Tropicana, and they have all the chicks, you know, like, all whatever, 25 chicks in their bikinis.
Right.
And there is one chick who I'm in love with her. So every Saturday, I'd go over to the, you know... library and the seminary. And
to read the newspaper?
And I just, you know, get the sports section. I'd open it up and sit there. Oh, I love that chick. There you go. That's my confession.
There's your confession.
She's probably, like, happily wed now with, like, 15 kids. And she's brainy.
But the thing is, you know, it's like okay, if anything reeks of politics, this campaign does. And the reason why is because... We have one candidate, I forgot her name.
But I don't even know who these dorks are.
Well, you know,
I don't want to know. You
see her TV ad, and it's not negative against any particular candidate. It just says, hey, I did a really good job because I found all this extra spending and all this waste.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Whatever her name is.
Yes.
And then you have the other guy who's like, well, she found nothing, right? And then you got another person going back saying, well, the reason the guy says she found nothing is because some of the stuff that was spent was his, right? So you're like, okay, who's...
So
who's,
basically it's Clue.
Who's really telling the
truth?
Right,
so what you're telling me is, like, this is, like,
it's so,
Clue on
it's,
a political level
it's
of, like...
It's back and forth. And
you know, Colonel Mustard spent the money at the library.
It's so dumb. And then this morning, I read an article that says some guy's inflamed. He's upset.
He's inflamed? He needs preparation H.
Yeah.
It's preparation H.
He's totally...
Wait, how does that work? Do you just, like, rub it...
I guess.
Do you rub it in that little crevice area?
Yeah, I guess.
Is that how it works?
I guess.
I mean, I've never been inflamed like that.
Oh!
DDF, speaking of which... Okay, sorry, politicians, but this kind of ties into politicians.
It's better than politicians.
Well, it's all... So DDF sent me this text today about how he was on the les toilettes for 15 minutes.
Okay.
Right? He's on the les toilettes for 15... And I was like, dude, I have to tell this on the podcast, right?
Okay.
And, and so he was all... Yeah, he was just feeling way better, right, after 15 minutes. You know? And then, of course, that got me... And then, of course, I was, like, saying how... I hate my toilet.
You hate your toilet?
I do. I hate my... Because it's one of the, you know, like... Save Water toilets.
Oh, one of those. Yes. Right. Yes. Yes. Yes.
And
yes.
And okay, realistically, because it's a normal person. Okay, I'm the Kobe Bryant of like les toilettes. Put it that way, right?
You spent a lot of time working on it.
Well, after I have my burrito, right? It's the big camel, you know. Yeah, it's the big. It's the big camel, Dookie, right? It is.
Great.
It's like Lawrence of Olivia, Lawrence of Arabia, right? Big old camel dookie, right? And, okay, you know how many times I have to try and flush that thing? 3 or 4 times. And talk about plunger. Talk about, sometimes I have to bring out the plunger, too. At least once a week. At least once a week.
Oh, my God.
And I missed that. Like, we had the really cool, super high-powered flush.
You just... Dude,
that was awesome.
I have a solution for you.
It would go to the El Segundo Hyperion plant.
This will kill 2 birds with 1 stone.
Yes.
You get a porta potty and you put it right in the backyard. So A, you don't have to worry about the flushing or the plunger. B, it'll help your neighbors move away.
Oh, I found out about the new neighbor.
I read your little post.
She's not married. She's not married.
So she had a couple guys over, huh?
She has supposedly her boyfriend, right? Because I've seen him before.
Okay.
Right? But
you said they woke you up at like 2:30 in the morning?
They woke up at 2:30 in the morning. They're having a little soiree, a little party right? Thing. Like cranking up the music.
You should have just put
it on. Was like really bad music, too. I honestly was going to walk over there knock on the door and you know, have my bottle of wine. And I was, hey, like, I'm the next neighbor. You guys woke, you know, I woke up because of the music and loud noise. And I'm not going to be able to go back to sleep, so I'll just hang out with you guys.
And just jump in the pool.
No, I wish there was a pool.
I thought there was a pool.
No, their backyard is small. Well, they were supposed to have a pool in the house they just finished right behind us.
Oh.
So her house is right on that corner.
Got it.
But their backyard is even smaller than ours.
Mm.
But no, it's just her. It's just her.
There you go.
And it was funny because...
go say hi.
Well, eventually they went, you know, they left or whatever, threesome, who knows.
Passed out.
They're trying to be brainy.
Passed
right?
out.
So, Sunday I was taking out the trash cans, right? And this one guy who's walking his dogs was coming right by. And I said, oh, hi, right? Just, you know, being neighborly, right? Nice. And he starts talking about the chick in the house. Right?
Really?
Yeah, and he's like...
He's talking about her.
Yeah!
Wow.
And like, we struck up a conversation, then, I mentioned about how, like, you know, I kept me up at, like, 2:30 in the morning, right?
Right, right.
And he's like... And he's British, too, so you know he's cool, right?
That's
like,
funny.
He's totally... He's like, well, I was walking the dogs, and 5:30 in the morning, and I heard her and her boyfriend, and the boyfriend's going, give it to me! Give it to me!
Nice.
I was like 5:30 in the morning. I'm like,
wow.
I must have been knocked out because I'm
really
sure
out.
I would have been able to hear that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm gonna have to go over and bring her some cookies. I'll give her a tour.
Oh man,
I need a cigarette, and I don't even smoke. I want to be brainy. Yeah. So send your pictures.
Send your pictures into
us. Post them on Facebook, and if they're like,
yeah, just post them on the Facebook.
If they're
page.
Like hot. Latina pictures or whatever.
Yeah, or if they're from
I don't care.
Tropicana.
I don't care. Yeah, you know, we should look and see. We should do it from the Tropicana. They can sponsor us. That'd be awesome.
That'd
Your
be
wife
cool.
wouldn't like that, though. We just won't tell her they sponsor us.
That's awesome.
I'll drink plenty of Dole pineapple for that. I'll prepare.
That's awesome. Well, that's our time for the day. Today was a great show.
Says you.
No, I'm pumped.
You are pumped.
We're going to be this Friday.
Goal. I got to practice saying goal.
Goal.
Yeah.
So this,
for that soccer thing.
This Friday we'll be on Ethan's show, Combat Radio.
So it's a soccer team. Does that mean it's like the Galaxy or is it the, what are they? Chivas?
I don't know.
Chivas?
I don't know anything. Well, we're going to
call
we
them. Have like the two...
We're gonna
soccer
call
teams
them,
here.
But that's the May 5th thing. Let's start
right.
with this Friday.
One thing at a time.
One thing at a time. This Friday, we're going to be on his show at 11 a.m.
That's cool.
People can listen to us live.
Or not.
They just go to, you know, on our page, like I said, on the left, click on Combat Radio.
Yeah.
And then scroll down a little bit, and you'll see the link to all of his shows. And you can listen to
That's cool. So Friday I gotta think about what I'm gonna say now.
11 a.m. Oh, the pressure's Pacific on. Standard Time.
Oh, the pressure.
We're gonna have he said 20 to 40 minutes we'll be in there.
I gotta go to the gym and prepare like Kobe. Or just sit on the can. Lay toilet and prepare.
So we're gonna be on a show on Friday
my plunger.
And that's I'm pumped for that.
You are.
I'm really pumped. I'm ready for it.
I'm ready too.
This is cool.
Eye of the tiger. That's not how that song goes. Eye of the tiger.
That's
how I like to sing it.
You just destroyed a great song, Pat.
Eye of the tiger.
All right, so I want to get in touch with Will. I want to get Will on the show.
Well, I sent him an email.
And we can call
He'll
him.
Email
or
me
we
back.
Can do the Skype thing, whatever.
Yeah, we'll do Skype.
Yeah. We got to get him on the show.
He has a totally cool British accent.
Oh, he's awesome.
Yeah.
And he's
remember when he called us nerds?
He called us nerds.
What's up,
at his art show.
What's up, nerds?
Because he's doing his art. And we've got his art linked on the page, too. Yep. All right.
We're done.
We're done for episode 13.
Go be brainy.
And we're going to be
on Eye of the Tiger.
People can listen to us on Combat Radio.
Combat Radio.
And we're also going to be back here next week.
We'll be here next week.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Good to see you, Pat.
Good seeing you.
Take care, listeners. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Tell us
very much.
Tell your friends about us. Let's keep it going.
Well, if they still want to be friends, don't. Don't do it. Save a friendship.
Don't listen.
No.
That's it.
Don't ever listen.
All right.
Oh, am I saying the last thing?
You always say the last thing.
The last thing I will say.
You always lead us out.
It's a lead out. Is
thank God.
is be a star.
Be a star.
Be a star that twinkles in the sky and brings joy to all those that look upon you. Yeah.
Where the hell do you get this shit?
I just, someone said, like, are you stoned when you do this?
Yeah.
I'm like, no.
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 No, we're not.
Can you imagine if we were?
Oh, it'd be much, much better.
It would, actually. It would. It'd be coherent, for one.
All right.
Of course, we'd have to have brownies.
We're done.
Stick a fork in us.
Give us a ta-ta.
Ta-ta.